Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. September wheat opened at 8:53, down 7.5 on the open. December, 8:73, down 10. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 8:25, down 9 on the open. December, 8:48, down 9.25. March, 8:70, down 9.75 on the open. September corn opened at 6:53.5, down 5 on the open. December, 6:72.5, down 4.75. March of 2009, 6:89, down 6.5. May, 7:02.5, down 5.25. July, 7:13, down 2 on the open. August soybeans opened at 1570, down 3 on the open. November, 1545, down 3. January of 2009, 1562, down 1.25. March, 1565, down 8.5. November of 2009, 1464, down 10 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 427, down 220 on the open. September, 421, down 270. August soybean oil opened at 64, down 9 on the open. September, 6425, down 21. August live cattle opened at 98.45, down 15 on the open. August feeders, 111, 12.5, unchanged. August lean hog, 76.95, up 37.5 on the open. And August pork bellies, 66.65, up 27.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Well, since we talked a week ago, the downside objectives that we discussed on the air in the corn market have been realized, whether off that measuring gap left over from, July 8th, or even perhaps a head and shoulders top formation. We've come in a couple pennies of the downside objective for that. Where do we go from here?
Well, just looking at the December corn futures chart, we are down against an uptrend line basically drawn off of the March 24th low of about 513 and then the May 29th low of about 599.75. So we are down here against trend line support. Some of your momentum indicators do indicate that the market is in kind of an overbought status condition, and I think that's one of the reasons why the market decided to at least try to make a stand here yesterday. Today we're a little softer, but kind of consolidating maybe yesterday's higher finish after a lower go. So we're here at what we would call somewhat critical support, I think, in the corn market. Your RSI levels, I don't think, are quite low enough to really say that the market is totally oversold, but there are some other momentum indicators that would indicate that. I think if we can hold in here, then the market would kind of tee itself up then maybe for a rally toward the end of the month. A lot of times the market goes opposite the dominant trend of the month in the last week or the last 10 days of the month. And since the dominant trend here has been down basically since the June 30th report, one would expect at least, for the minimum anyway, a period of stabilization, congestion area, sideways type price action, I think, Dave.
Do you think some tough sledding to to move to the upside above $7?
Well, your initial initial resistance will be at $7. The even number dollar marks are always support or resistance initially. So that would be the first layer of resistance. Probably something that's going to be a little bit more significant on a recovery rally would be that chart gap that was left here a week and a half ago or so, and that kind of sets in, in the 720s, 740s area. So that'll probably be the major resistance. But initially, you would have resistance at $7, provided that the market can make a stand in here. I think in order to get a good rally going, you're going to have to stir up the concerned over production, and probably at this time of year, what would do that would be a hot and dry type weather forecast. At least visiting with a lot of our locations throughout the Corn Belt, that this last week of July, first week of August is going to be very, very critical to what kind of yields we maybe end up with here at the end of the year. So weather forecasts are going to be very important. The market is going to be very sensitive to what happens here during that weather forecast here, or weather during the last week of August, first week of last week of July, first week of August.
Breaking that uptrend line that you previously discussed through the March and May lows on a significant basis with force several days below, not a bear trap, does this tee up the potential in your mindset then a movement back towards $6?
Well, if you look at the December chart, we spend an awful lot of time between 6 and 6.50 here. Mm-hmm. During the month of March or April and May. So the midpoint of that would be probably 6.25. So I suppose if this lower 70s doesn't hold in here, I suppose a lot of your technicians will begin to talk about a decline down toward the middle part of that trading range. The initial top part will provide support, which is kind of, I think there's 650, but probably 640s to would be the initial support. If that gave way, then you would probably slip your way back down into the 620s, and then you just kind of go from there. A lot of that will depend upon, probably August crop report. That's going to have a lot to say about whether or not this market wants to kind of hold at these levels, or if we want to try to slip back toward the $6 level.
Turn your attention to the beans, where we were keeping our eyes on a potential head and shoulders top formation. We did seem to see that, and prices spiked down on the 16th to the neckline, and we've bounced off that since then. So is this good news, or are we out of the woods in this head and shoulder top formation?
Well, I don't think you're out of the woods, or you've really even made it yet. I mean, yes, when you initially look at the chart pattern, basically over May, June, and July here, head and shoulders does stare out at you, but it's not a head and shoulders formation until it breaks underneath the trend line. Mm-hmm. And if you would probably go down underneath last week's low, about 1481 on November, then you would begin to validate that is a head and shoulders top formation. Other than that, one would just kind of view it as a congestion area, tracking sideways, waiting to see maybe, how this crop does unfold over the next 30, 60 days. I think people are probably a little more concerned with soybean prospects than they probably are corn. The corn crop does look pretty good. The only question on corn is what is the actual planted acres and what is going to be actually harvested. But at least driving down the roadside, one has to be encouraged we dodged a pretty good bullet based upon what the worries were back in June. But soybeans, you drive down the roadside and there's a lot of little beans around. There's a lot of double crop beans did not get planted because of excessive moisture, good rains there during the first half here of July. So we may not have as many acres of soybeans planted as what the trade was thinking. And then when you look at these little beans, they don't seem to be growing very rapidly. And all of a sudden, here we are halfway through July. So I think there's probably a little more concern about the ultimate size of what soybeans are. I think, you know, old crop supplies are just definitely tight. The balance sheet basically tells us that old crop beans are much tighter than what the balance sheet is. USJ's got us carrying out 125, but you got to have a negative residual to get there. So that means that carryout's probably underneath pipeline supplies. So old crop beans are going to be very difficult to get your hands on here over the next couple months until the combines start rolling.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.